What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura alongside Dustin Fox. And Dustin, the day we've been waiting for a long, long time. Josh Gordon finally makes his return to practice today. And he spoke with Nate Burleson at the NFL Network. And he said to Nate, my goal while I was getting ready to come back was to lose 10 or 15 pounds, be in the best shape of my life, to come out today and outwork everybody in practice and to tear this league up now that I am back. Let's talk about the getting in shape part of it. What's the difference between being in great shape and being in football shape?
Well, it's almost like the same deal when you come to training camp. When you've been working out all the offseason, you're running sprints, you're doing all the things, you're running routes, doing the drills, but it's really hard to do drills in the offseason and when you're out here in the indoor facility, like he's doing right now, to emulate what it's going to be like on Sunday and what it's going to be like today in practice. When you put on the shoulder pads, you put on the helmet, you're out there, you're having contact. These are the types of things that are difficult to prepare for. No player can do it. It's going to take him some time to get back up to speed. Even though he's very confident, and I'm very confident too, and so are you, I think we just have to temper our emotions as to how much we expect from him on Sunday.
Well, certainly the first time he made a return from a suspension last year was only a two-game suspension, went into Minnesota, played 72 of the 75 offensive snaps, got targeted 19 times by Brian Hoyer, 10 catches, over 140 yards, and a score in that one. So you're saying you don't think we're going to get that snap percentage and that kind of production in his first week back?
I hope we get that type of production, but that was only two games. We're talking about a period of time here now. It's been over 3 months since he's played football, and that's a long time, and I don't know what to expect from him. I don't think he knows what is going to happen on Sunday. In fact, I think Mike Pettine is trying to do the same thing that I'm trying to do, and that's saying, hey, let's pump the brakes on this a little bit. It's going to be great to have Josh back out there on the field, but how much can we get from him? What is the pitch count going to be? I would expect him to play between 40 and 50 snaps in this game personally, just based on the fact the guy hasn't played in about 3 months, but that still could be enough to impact the game in a big way.
There's no question it'll make a major impact coming back to NFL's leading receiver from a year ago. And he's immediately just going to change the way the Falcons have to defend the Cleveland Browns. You can't bring that extra safety in the box. What does he do for the ground game and for the other receivers?
Well, first and foremost, he now gives you a deep threat down the field. So you have somebody who Brian Hoyer can target. I think Brian Hoyer last year in those two games targeted Josh Gordon over 20 times. So he will get a lot of targets, and why wouldn't he? He's a monster. He's a big target. So he's going to get a lot of opportunities in this game. But you talk about how he can impact the running game. You hit on it. Now the safeties have to account for where Josh Gordon's going to be on the field. They're not going to be able to bring 8-9 guys in the box and stack it like they've been doing to try and shut down Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. So I think it's going to help out the offense in a big way.
I'm expecting those two big backs to have big games down there. Isaiah Crowell, by the way, making his return home to Atlanta. So Josh Gordon, take me in the mind of Josh Gordon, because this is a guy who I think has been very humbled by what has happened. In my conversations with him, that certainly has seemed to be the case. And he is motivated to do everything the right way now. He's been chomping at the bit to get back. The team's gotten to 6-4. What does he want to do when he comes back here today?
I think he wants to wreck the league, like Johnny Manziel would say. Yeah. I think he wants to come out here in these final six games. And this may sound crazy, his mindset's probably to lead the NFL in receiving in six games. That's impossible. It's not going to happen. But he's probably thinking, hey, I'm going to try and go out here and have 200 yards a game and get 1,000 yards, get 1,200 yards, whatever may happen, and help this team get to the next level, get to the playoffs. Who would have expected, guys, that the Browns would be 6-4 and in perfect position for the playoffs when Josh Gordon comes back? This is awesome.
It is awesome. When you think about the fact that Josh Gordon's been out the whole season, Alex Mack's been out half the season, Jordan Cameron's been out half the season, three guys who went to the Pro Bowl last year, and yet this offense has been clicking. It's exciting to think about what they will be able to do with Josh Gordon back. We'll get our first look at him in practice today. I know he's motivated. He's been in here busting his butt for this moment, and he is ready to go, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to a very Josh Gordon, Flash Gordon-specific edition of Cleveland Browns Today.